This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Cricut, the search for the perfect polo ends here. Use code MMANUTS20 to get 20% off your order. Uncharted Supply Company, get 10% off first-time buyers with code MMANUTS. The Fence Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 383. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. How's your agua?
It's great. I'm trying something different. I'm going just with water today. See if it does anything different.
I don't know what that's about. I drink the blackest of beers. It's so dark. It's darker than coffee.
It's pretty cool.
It's not good. The other one, I think, had sediment in it. Like it felt bad or something.
Oh, nice.
What is that? Sentiment?
Sediment?
Yeah,
sediment.
That one.
Soot? Some tar we got in there?
Yeah,
tar?
Whatever.
You probably got the souls of 10 dead babies in there.
Oh, I hope it's 11.
11. Yes. He's drinking it for virility.
Something.
For girth.
It's all about girth. 2018, it's all about...
The year of the girth.
Tossing salads and Campbell's
soup cans.
A
whole different direction now.
I don't know.
That is just
trying to keep it PG.
We're talking about the romaine and Caesar type of salad.
Right, the E. coli. Or just the E. coli.
Wait, what's happening?
The romaine, there was an E. coli breakout recently.
I thought you were doing some kind of joking thing.
Yeah, I don't joke. I don't know what that's about. So this weekend, we had some fights.
We did.
And I don't really just want to talk about the main events. You had Damian Maia versus Kamaru Usman. And Damian Maia took a fight on fucking short notice, like 3 weeks. And I don't know why this guy has to face everyone that's got fucking great takedown defense. Because they put up a stat, and I think they said he was 0 for 49 on takedown attempts in his last three fights.
Whoa.
Because he fought Woodley, Covington, and now Usman. And I don't think Usman's ever been taken down in a UFC fight yet.
It's great.
So it's kind of a problem. So, it, of course, it plays out to not work out for Maia again. And I'm kind of wondering, what do you do with Maia now? So he's 0-3. I think he's got a couple fights left on his contract. Is he like the gatekeeper at 170 or what?
You know? It seems like they're putting him up against guys that are on their way to the top.
Building names.
Yeah, often.
Yeah.
It's like a stepping stone, unfortunately. I don't like it either, but the only way he's going to get away from that is to go to Bellator.
Yeah, and remember when we talked to him, that wasn't what he wanted, because he wanted the UFC gold, even though he knew he could make more money going to Bellator.
Yeah.
And I still think that's probably a good move for him right now. Even though you have McDonald over there, which McDonald has beaten him, but
yeah,
anything can happen.
You could fight a different weight class.
We could go to 85 and fight Musasi.
There you go.
I'd like that.
I'd like to see that.
Like
yeah,
that.
I'm all for
two fucking mellow guys.
But Musasi's got a pretty decent ground game too. That'd be interesting. Yeah. So
real interesting. And then they did a face-off, which is really weird. So you have Big Nog in the background, and check out the expression on his face. So I'm not sure what he's thinking about.
I'm gonna rape you. I don't know. He looks very like dead man stare.
Thinking about buses, not wanting to pay a lot for car insurance.
The gays.
How long should I cook my 17 hot dogs in my microwave?
I don't know.
3 or 4 minutes?
3.5.
3.5. It's always a good question.
17 hot dogs?
But I don't know.
They would explode. You can't put hot dogs in a microwave.
Big Nog can.
They blow up, man.
Big Nog can do whatever he wants.
Maybe he pokes holes in them first.
He's a legend in the UFC. Ingo. If he wants to cook his hot dogs for 4 minutes, let the man cook his hot dogs.
Okay.
So we saw that.
Uh-huh.
And then there was this other weird thing. The only one other thing I want to mention is before the Grasso and Suarez fight, the broadcast put up this picture. So shows the top UFC 6 through 15 strawweights, and at number 15 we have Angela Hill. Uh-huh. And this week there was a big hubbub, or whatever you want to call it, a big issue, because on the UFC website the rankings had Mackenzie Dern at number 15, even though she missed weight by 8 pounds when she fought Amanda Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to the UFC website as of today, number 15, Mackenzie Dern. So what
does NR mean?
Not ranked before.
Ah.
So, or up. Not racist. I'm not sure. So, a little bit of both. Uh-huh. Not racist. So, what's going on? The UFC just wants to fucking make up their own rankings? So, how do you put Angela Hill there when in reality it's fucking Mackenzie Dern?
They probably were like, who's down there? I have no idea. Okay, whoever was standing there. This is like, oh.
But that was the problem because everyone was yelling, it's supposed to be Angela Hill. How do you have this other woman who had missed weight? Mm-hmm. And now she's ranked. So, we just put whoever we want there regardless of what it says on the UFC website?
I think so. I'm good with that. Should we just make up our own ranking?
That's fine. No, we tried that. It's a lot of work. I don't want to fucking rank fighters. Fuck that. I just want to watch fights.
No, I mean, right now.
Not in this division. I don't care about.
No, good point. Maybe that's why.
I'm sorry. I care about it, but Ego doesn't care about it.
I do not care about it. Sorry.
The ladies are all about looks and not fighting, unless you're Chris Cyborg. That's me.
What?
I'm all about Chris Cyborg and Mackenzie Dern. I think Mackenzie Dern should be ranked number one. Number one,
I'm gonna vote for the woman with the nicest booty.
That's right. Moving forward,
the best booty wins.
That's how life should be.
Yep.
So this weekend we have Bellator 200 mm-hmm. on Friday night. There's a couple events this weekend. Mm-hmm. What happened to the main event? What do we got going on?
Well, Mr. Krokop had an unfortunate injury, blew out some knee.
The funny Ariel Helwani tweeted this out. I guess he had a conversation with either Krokop or his people. They said, according to this report, he said that his left knee is an ACL tear, an MCL partial tear, an MFL tear, an LCL sprain, and an MAL tear. I have no idea what
they're
the fuck's
going on. They're making up letters
now. Yeah, just whatever. I got an ACT tear, an SAT tear.
I got a D-I-K tear.
A D-Y-I rape?
Yes.
Right. And someone posted this picture, and I don't know what the name
smiling.
Is.
Smiling.
Triticum Guzzler. It says left leg hospital, the picture of fucking Krokop. Normally it's right leg hospital, left leg cemetery, but you see he's a little out of commission here.
Triticum Guzzler. Ah!
It's a lot of work. Here
damn
go.
It.
I can't get
he
there.
He almost got us. Good one.
I can't get there.
No. Anyways.
Cool story. So now for Bellator 200, the main card, you have Gegard Mousasi versus Rafael Carvalho for the middleweight title. Mm-hmm. You got MVP versus David Rickles and Phil Davis versus Linton Vassell. So you got a solid card.
Not bad.
Even without the Krokop versus Roy Nelson. Mm-hmm. And Roy Nelson still looking for a fighter.
Yes.
To fight him. Mm-hmm. His beard, not his mange. Looked like he had mange. Now it's all nice and trim, and it looked like he got a straight iron out and just iron that fucker straight, not curly.
Uh-huh.
I still don't like
Maybe
it.
Maybe you should do that.
No. It's a lot of work. It is what it is. Just let it grow. And then you have the UFC. I think it's on Sunday because we're in some bizarro, maybe in London. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, it's like a Sunday morning thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the main event, you got Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Darren Till. And then you got a sleeper fight. You got Jason Knight versus Makwan Amirkhani. And that one, I think, is going to be the banger.
Okay. Bangers and mash?
Yes.
Nice.
But and then to show you how much the UFC cares about the fighters, you have two fighters on that card who don't even have their pictures on the UFC website. So it's just a phantom image, like a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Like, and we don't care. Just
no.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough effort to put into it. That's fine.
I mean, it is overseas, so they find whoever they can.
It's overseas. Fuck these guys.
Who wants to fight? Raise your
Fuck
hand.
Fuck everybody who wants to watch them. We don't even care. We're all about the bling. Or for ourselves, not for the fighters.
Right.
So we got Verdum.
Mr. Verdum, speaking of Brazilians, just notified that he has violated an anti-doping policy. Potentially, I know this is big, like, you're not allowed to say, you know, whatever, but it's not looking good for Mr. Verdum.
It's weird because USADA had just put him on that list. Remember, they said anybody who had 25
yes.
drug tests that they didn't test positive for are going to get a free T-shirt. And
does he have to give it back now?
Well, the weird thing is the timing of this. Because
it says April 25th.
Yeah, April 25th is when they collected the sample.
Uh-huh.
And on May 9th, USADA announced that free T-shirt for people that have passed the drug test. And they list Verdum on their website with 27 drug tests that he passed. So little weirdness that this sample comes in, unless it just came out. You know, I understand they have to have a little bit of time, but they also just announced that he was the main event for, I think, UFC Russia against that Olenek or whatever his last name is. The guy's doing them fucking...
Verdum?
Yeah. Him and that guy who was doing all those weirdo chokes. Oh, yeah, Ezekiel yeah. chokes. Okay. Wait, those two were supposed to be the main event.
But now that's off?
Yeah. Because I think some other MMA reporters were saying some shit about Verdum and his ties to that weird dictator type guy. And he's taking money from him. There was some report. I think it was on might have been on HBO Real Sports that they followed. I forgot what fucking country, but somehow Verdum's taking money from a pretty fucking bad guy and shouldn't be. But
the
then
bad guy.
Shortly thereafter, he just kind of tests positive after he has a test positive after 27 times.
That's right.
And then he's quietly pulled from the card.
Uh-huh.
Curious, you can go.
I am not the bad guy.
Yeah, you're not?
No. Oh.
You just play one on TV?
I just do.
Sweet. Yes.
I really love women's MMA.
Not the gays, not the Colby Covington.
I love the gays.
Not the...
I love the black man!
Yeah, me too.
That's right. It's like Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
They should do a remake of that one. Or
I'm surprised they haven't. Right? We fucking remake everything and anything. And 90% of the time, it's not any better than the first one.
No, no.
Okay. Maybe even 95. High 90s.
99.
Let's see, what else I got? Okay, I'll go one. We'll go back and forth. What do you think the buy rate was for UFC 224? Which was Nunes versus Pennington, Belfort versus Machida. You had Mackenzie Dern versus
110.
It was actually less.
No way. Under 100,000?
Yeah, it was 85,000.
What the fuck?
They said it was the lowest pay-per-view in 10 years, or the buy rate, but you gotta take it with a grain of salt because you also had Bellator 199, then you had the boxing fight. It was Lomachenko. Was also fighting that same night. So you had three fucking potential combat
80,000
sports to watch.
80,000.
85.
85. Oh, sorry.
Rumor.
85,000.
5,000 is a big difference.
That's not even the whole stadium, almost. Like, you could, that's like.
Well, that's what the one I was saying that I thought they were CGIing the people in because it looks super empty.
Mm-hmm. That's so messed up.
Is that because you had the women on the
main event? I blame
the women.
Yes. All their fault.
Anyway.
Female fault. Yeah.
Well,
Chael Sonnen, quite outspoken recently on a podcast, siding with Dominic Cruz on this weight cutting thing, saying basically, weight cutting, if you fail, if you don't make the weight, you're cheating. You're a fucking
did
cheater.
Did he put a weight amount on? So if you say 1 pound, that's cheating. I could see like a mistake and you miss by a pound.
Yeah, well,
but, I mean,
to miss by 7 pounds,
three or more, I think you're in that cheating range.
You're cheating, and also he says that he thinks that there should be a rule where if you don't make the weight, you're cut or you move up in weight. Those are your two choices. Like pretty harsh.
Yeah, might as well just cut everybody. Cut the roster.
Pretty harsh.
How many
man.
People have missed besides like Hendricks, Gastelum, Dern?
Yeah.
You could go Strikeforce, Gina Carano. She
cut or
missed
move
so
up.
Many times.
Cut or move up.
Well, I think that's the big thing. And never go back to that weight class. Because when I hear a guy like Kelvin Gastelum and even Johnny Hendricks, who both guys are, 185? And they both, I can go back to 170.
No.
Why?
You cannot.
And why won't the... This is the thing that bugs me the most. Like, why will the UFC not fucking address this? And it's like, business as usual.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone just missed weight and everyone fighting the wrong weight class.
Yep.
And we refuse to do anything about it. I mean, we don't even put new weight classes in. Like, John McCarthy was just on a Rogan podcast talking about, yeah, we've implemented all these new weight classes. There is a 65. There is a 75. There is the 225.
Yeah.
But it's up to the promotion to determine what weight classes they're going to have. Maybe it's the athletic commissions that should dictate which weight classes you have to have.
Right.
I think that's part of the problem, too. If the promotions aren't going to do it, maybe the athletic commissions need to dictate it. And why don't they have the power to dictate it when they have the power to do pretty much everything else, right?
Don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe they don't want to.
Well, what's the advantage of not making the change? I mean, I've heard Dana White talk about he doesn't want to have a million champions.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was always his reasoning behind it. And it's kind of like, we've done this. the whole time. Why are we going to change now? But
well, because it's not working.
Well, we have a problem, so you need to do something about the problem or just continue to write it out. We'll do everything about PEDs and USADA and completely destroy our cards and do nothing about the weight cutting.
It's silly.
But I'm just trying to think, like, what's the incentive to not do anything about it? They only lose in this scenario.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a matter of somebody's paying somebody, or there's the system, the way it's set up, works for certain people, and they don't want to change. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you. It's baffling to me as well. California is trying, right? So
yeah.
Maybe it'll. We'll see. I think we said it before many times. It's going to take a major fatality, I think, in order for major reform. So hopefully it doesn't happen. But
I mean, it's happened in 1FC, and that's why they made the changes.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
A little lull in the show as I'm
sorry, I got a drink.
Guzzling his dark
doing
beer.
His typical yawn.
His coffee.
He has long days. What are you doing now? School wise, you're.
I have day job, then I go to grad school, then I come here.
You do this.
You know, I got a band.
You're working
thing I'm
on
doing,
shit.
I'm working on things. I think, honestly, I feel like it's the combination of, like, the lighting and the time of day and everything else. So I feel like when I've come here during the day, it's been better, but I still have a yawn reflex. I think it's from this, man.
Could be. That's why I got to wear this.
Yeah, I need to find myself a good hat. I usually don't wear
hats.
I got
a million.
My head is so fucking
you want
big.
A flat brim Bellator? I hear the flat brims are big.
Maybe. If you're not going to. Let me try it. I'll put it on. I'll put it on for the duration.
Well, yeah.
Of the show.
I don't know. I don't know if I could let you wear a flat brim.
Let me see.
Here's a flat brim.
Why not? Oh, nice. That could be cool. See, that's why I don't wear hats, because my head is too damn big.
Flat brim.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. How big my fucking head is. See, look at that. It's almost on the last one. How's it look?
You're fine.
I look weird with hats. Yeah, but look. I have to like.
On the last one.
Like a big ass.
All the HGH you get back in the day.
How big
man.
My fucking head is. There we go. Even that's kind of tight. How's that? Oh, it's better. Okay.
See? Now Ingo's going to be the hat guy. Maybe I need to dig my hat off. Be like the opposite.
I know why you do this now. Holy shit. I can actually see you.
Right.
Without the hat, it's like daylight
in the
face.
That's why I've been doing it since like a long time, because it makes a big
difference.
Still
not wet enough. This is what I'm saying.
You got a million hats.
I got to get fitted. I'm going to buy myself a hat. I got to get a fitted one so I don't feel stupid, because people will be like, dude, how big is your fucking
You're
head?
You're like a retardo size.
I'm on the last two.
It's all good.
It's comfy. That's okay. All right. Rock and roll. Where were we?
We got a sticker on it, but you're all right. It doesn't matter.
Do you know what?
You can peel it off.
Can
we
I?
Don't need stickers. So, a Bellator 199. We had Ryan Bader versus King Mo. Each of those guys got paid $150,000 each, and Bader was saying he got paid a lot more than that. John Fitch made $120,000.
Uh-huh.
Paul Daly made $30,000.
Oh,
seems a little low, right?
He's kind of pissed off. He's some shit going on, yeah.
And then, speaking of that, I'll digress a little bit. Scott Coker was talking about Paul Daly, and he said, you know what? I don't sweat what fighters say, fight week or whatever, because they're under a lot of stress. So he's like, we've had a couple conversations. We'll work out a new contract. We want him in Bellator. We're going to make something happen. So he's like,
yeah,
whatever. It's not a big
deal. Paul
was,
he was just commenting today or yesterday saying that him and Coke are going to meet.
Yeah.
And they're going to figure shit out.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They'll work it out.
I think they will. I like Scott Coker. He seems like a
level-headed
cool dude, man.
Yep.
He's the anti-Dana White.
Yeah,
you know,
very personable.
Yeah,
and then Chuck Congo also made $150,000, but then they had a lot of fights on the card because they had shit. I don't know how many fights it was, but there was a dark card that didn't make it anywhere.
No,
not racist. Don't go down a racist path.
I'm not. I'm still getting used to my hat.
There are 21 fighters on the card that made $1,750 or less to show.
Wow,
that seems like a lot, right? And $1,200 being the lowest. So you could have made $1,200, and a handful of them made that because they didn't win their fight.
Yeah.
But, like, don't they have, doesn't Bellator have Viacom money? And doesn't it, $1,200 seem a little bit low these days to be paying
it does.
A fighter? Even $1,700, man.
Yeah.
Like, where's the level at? I mean, granted, you're not in UFC, and I can understand maybe paying people a little bit less, but I thought, where were we at before? Was it 10? Was it 15? Is like, what should be the minimum? Because that ain't even covering your fucking training expenses.
I think you said
it?
20, and I said like 10 or something. If I
recall. You were trying to.
I mean, 10 seems
people.
Okay.
You're trying to be all
this
management.
This guy wants to pay $20,000.
Well,
that's a lot.
I think there is definitely a difference. If I fucked that poor up. If you're on the main card versus prelim, and if you're on the dark match, I completely understand being paid way less. But I think if it's a dark match, you're $5,000. If you're undercard, 15 minimum. Because what are you fighting? 3 times a year? I mean,
you gotta
be able to make enough that you don't have to have another job.
Yeah.
And we're definitely not at that point.
No, not at all.
But again, you don't want to pay people too much that you don't turn people into a Conor McGregor, a Nick, or a Nate Diaz. Well, so you gotta pay them just enough where they need to keep fighting.
Keep them hungry.
Or that you charge them like a band.
It's very, like, colored.
You
up
charge them like a band. So okay. Well, we're going to do all this promotion for you, but that's going to come out of your pay.
That's right.
So, like, this speaking engagement that you're obligated to do, we're going to charge you $10,000.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you're going to pay us to
so
do this.
So it's like it's promotion.
And you have to do it.
And, you know, all that food that we provided, that's another $3,000. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, the airplane tickets? But you're making bank, bro. You're making bank.
It's all good. Is what you wanted.
It's a give and take.
So right? Everything's a la carte. All
you
of
gotta
a sudden.
Be paid well, but not well enough.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. What else you got, Dingo?
I'm out of news. I'm enjoying this hat though.
Good.
It's pretty cool. This feels weird. My head is so big.
Why do you like the flat brim?
No, why do you have to keep it flat? Can't you bend it?
Don't bend it. Bend it if you want. Huh? I don't give a shit. I bend all my hats.
It's
I
your
can't
hat.
Stand a flat.
I mean, I don't know. What's a little bit? What's the thing to do nowadays? A little bit of a bend. Like, you know.
So like I like my hats pre-bent because I could never get a good bend in them. Or is that white Hayabusa?
Yeah.
But I don't want to rep them.
You don't want to rep them? Are you mad at them?
Yeah, fuck those guys.
This is just kind of cooler because it just says B. It can mean a lot of things. Like big black Coca Cabanas.
Boobies.
It's a cool color, too. It's like a gray.
We talked about... I don't know if we talked about if it was good or bad. But we were talking before the show, and I don't remember if we talked during the show or before about UFC 224. Holly Holm and Megan Anderson were moved up to the main card.
No, you did not talk about
okay.
this. Go ahead.
And then Alistair Overeem and Curtis Blaydes are now on the prelims. And I know last week we were kind of talking about it and joking around, but... How do you feel about that? And does that help the card or hurt the card? Like, what's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is that the women should fight on the undercard. Just kidding. I don't know.
They shouldn't even be on the card, right? It should be a dark match in my book.
Yeah, I feel like Overeem and Blaydes should be... I don't know. This is a tough call. Are you trying to bait me, Matt?
No. I feel you are. I'll tell you what the cold card is now. So you have Robert Whittaker versus Yoel Romero for the middleweight championship. Then you have Rafael Dos Anjos versus Colby Covington for an interim fucking welterweight champ. Then you have Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson. You have Andre Arlovski versus Tay Tavasa. And then you have fucking... To start off the pay-per-view, you have CM Punk versus Mike Jackson. So
why don't you bump him down?
Exactly, right? Why the fuck? Why would you put Alistair over him, who's going to make fucking $800,000?
Maybe Punk is making more.
No, I think he made $500,000 in the last fight, but I don't see him making maybe $600,000. And Mike Jackson's probably making $20,000 if he's lucky.
Yeah.
But what the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know, man. Good question. There's got to be a reason for it. What it is, I do not know. I'm sure.
Well, they're trying to diversify. I mean, I get Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson should be on the main card
somewhere, but I don't see. I would definitely bump CM Punk down.
Yeah,
because I mean, maybe it's a pay-per-view buy thing, so more people will buy the pay-per-view if Punk is on it.
But wouldn't it? And I forgot who was saying it, but I think a lot of the MMA guys were saying, wouldn't it be better to have the fucking CM Punk, who a lot of these WWE guys know, on, like, the FS1, to draw them into the pay-per-view, because there's probably more WWE fans out there that you can draw from versus a paying audience that doesn't give a fuck about a CM Punk.
Well, maybe
I don't even care enough to see him win or lose this fight. He doesn't have enough skill for me to be interested in it. Mm-hmm. You know.
I think they think that by him being on the card, people will buy it. Versus if he's not on the card, then they won't buy it.
But that's not what sells me the fight. That guy, I want to see skilled fighters that I'm vested in. So, a Yoel Romero, I'm in for. A Rafael Dos Anjos, I'm in for. A Holly Holm, I'm in for. An Arlovski, it's fucking heavyweights. I want to see a heavyweights fight. I want to see Overeem. I know that fight has the potential to not be good. Because Blades is 99% going to fucking take him down.
Should.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? And then Overeem's going to run away.
Or if Overeem can get a guillotine on him, that would be a way I could see him winning. But Blades should throw him
knees,
around like a ragdoll. Yeah, knees too.
Right?
Yeah, clinch.
Yes.
Blades is strong as fuck, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Right. And it would be. But I'm not, you know, now you're on the prelims, and I got to, like, rewatch it. You lose the enthusiasm because... Okay, let's start this pay-per-view off. CM Punk! Great. He's 0-1 versus Mike Jackson,
who
is 0-1. And they're going to start off the pay-per-view. This is the best matchmaking ever. And I had a question I was going to ask in SNS, but I'll ask it now. It's like, if we have a pay-per-view, wouldn't it make sense for the fans to maybe vote for who should be on the card?
Yes.
Like on the main event of a card, like the pay-per-view portion.
The five fights.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, then you know where you stand. I mean, maybe it's you don't decide the order of what's on there, but you decide what is actually on there. And that'll tell you what the fans want to fucking see, and that'll help you sell the pay-per-views. Because right now, I can guarantee you, nobody wants to watch fucking CM Punk on the main card.
Not me.
More people would want to see Overeem versus Blades.
Yeah.
Oh, that this is fucking pissing me off. The more I talk about it, the more I gotta get away from this.
Are you gonna go to the card? You should go. I think I have my kids that weekend.
No, I want to have an event here. I'm gonna have one.
Okay.
Grill out and cook up some shit. So tomorrow, GSP is gonna be on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's been a while.
Talking
right?
about the aliens.
So that's what I'm wondering. Like, what are the over unders of him talking about aliens? Dinosaurs,
Metzera,
Diaz brothers, like what are these topics, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh man, I don't even know. What do you think?
They're talking about his stomach for 2 hours.
the weight cut, right?
Is Danner gonna come with him or no?
No, I think he's going solo. I haven't read anything about Danner being there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I might actually listen to that one. I haven't listened to Joe in a while.
A good one you guys should listen to is the John McCarthy one.
Yeah,
that one was straight MMA. He's talking old school shit. And what else is on there? Well, some of the rules and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
That's always fun to listen to.
Okay.
We had talked about that event in Russia that Ferdoom was supposed to headline. So that's actually the first UFC that's going to happen out
really?
There. That's going to be September 15th. And then, I don't remember, did we say last week if this one was official? I know we had talked about it, but Ariel Helwani officially joining ESPN?
Yeah,
Because I get confused with
going
back in email and what we've actually talked about in person.
No, we never officially said, but now it's happened, yes.
So I don't know how that's going to work if you have to actually buy the ESPN Plus to listen to whatever his new MMA hour thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be Ariel Helwani's MMA show. Then he's also going to do his they're going to start a podcast or whatever, a show with Ariel Helwani and Chael Sonnen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Ariel and the bad guy or some shit, but it should be interesting, no?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
I just wonder what happens to MMA fighting, because it seems like, you know, everything is video these days, right, Ingo? And
it is.
You saw a lot of these websites that...
Cage Potato.
I think it was Fox. Yeah, those fucking guys. You see Fox back in the day that just like wiped out their staff and went to all video and you know, it seems like they're gonna be struggling.
Yes. Maybe they'll find a replacement.
Maybe. Because I'll tell you right now, I am not going to fucking pay $5 a month to watch Aaron Helwani and his podcast.
Might I make a suggestion? I happen to know a podcast of two dudes who know a little bit about MMA that could be persuaded with the right monetary investment to potentially be converted to an MMA fighting type sessions.
I'm sure they're going to want all of our drinking and swearing.
You got to go full heel if you come on.
Hey.
Think about it, guys. Seriously.
I've got 30 years of watching UFC. I've watched UFC 1. I met Royce Gracie right before UFC 3. And I met him again. When was it? A couple weeks ago. And then talking to him, like I said, I met you 24 years ago. That made me feel so old saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, holy fuck. And then my daughter, like my youngest daughter, came in here into our studio today. And she's like, who's the guy that signed your poster? I'm like, yeah, that's him fucking 24 years ago. And then that's him now. She's like, whoa. He's bald as well. She didn't say he's bald as fuck, but he's like super bald. I'm like, yeah, he's like 51. He doesn't even fight anymore.
Yeah,
he's so old.
Does everybody go bald?
Well, I think if you're a man, you just shave that shit off. Because I hate people that are trying to hold on.
Ah,
like when you see the people that do that side shit, and they're bald as fuck on the top.
Yeah,
but then they keep this little strip around the side. Like, what are you trying to prove?
Yeah,
like you look worse trying to keep that little shelf.
But you got hair.
Yeah, I got hair. I fucking choose to shave it.
I see.
I don't have to.
I see.
But it's so much nicer to shave it, and to take a shower with no hair feels so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, even a week of growth dulls the experience of a shower.
And you like baths and showers.
I do like both.
Yes.
A good Epsom salt bath and go once a week. I'll get in there.
Okay.
A bad back.
Yeah.
I need weed.
My bathtub is too small for me to fit in like that.
Oh, mine is pretty small too, but I get in there.
See?
Sometimes I'll roll over on my stomach because I'm a man.
Okay. That's a lot of information. And now you know what Matt does in his free time.
That's right. I don't do any candles in that.
I was going to say, you got some Michael Bublé,
rose petals.
The candles are going.
I prefer Yanni playing around.
A little Gloria Estefan.
A little rub down before, a little rub down after.
There you go.
Let's see over here.
You got your little slippers.
I do have slippers.
You do.
A little bathrobe.
The whole night.
I should have like a cigar.
This guy.
A smoke
robe. He's going to be like George Burns in about 10 years.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Be all like, what's up?
Hey, how about we went out to a bar the other night? How about that experience?
It was
good.
We went
to see a couple bands.
It was good.
First one was good, and next one
was not great.
Horrible.
Yep. We had some young females in our. Kind of like hitting on us in some.
No, hitting on you.
Was it me?
Yeah, you.
Not you.
Because
I'm sorry.
Remember?
I'm sorry. Not Matt.
What did they say to me? Like,
they called you sir.
The one lady's like, excuse me, sir, can I have a napkin? Like, wow. I don't think I've ever been called sir.
That was the best.
And here's your napkin.
It took everything in me not to start laughing my ass off. I'm like, what? Just because he has a beard?
Yeah.
They were quite flirty. There was three of them. It's usually like a gaggle. And that means that they're young, like in their 20s or whatever. And, you know, you get that whole, like, we're lingering too long and they keep bumping into you. It's like, okay.
No, you were in a good spot because everyone that needed to get a beverage had to, like,
that's my spot.
Somewhat bump you, right?
That's where I sit because you can see the band nicely.
Yeah.
You know, when I go. But, yeah, it was good. I mean, whatever.
It's all good. It's neither here nor there.
Nor there.
It's I like to say that.
Everywhere, yeah. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. So Platinum Mike Perry was on Twitter, and he said this. He says, I'll say it now because I've been saying it. Okay. Someone going to take my idea, but this will be proof. Fighting octagon, circle, or square, whatever shape, the fight should take place in a bulletproof glass ring. No more blocked view. What do you think about his idea?
I think the fighters would get seriously injured. That sounds fucking stupid.
Well, oh, I was going to say, have you ever seen hockey when they've gone to the...
Wow.
Normally you have the partitions in hockey, and I've seen some rinks. It may have been early on when they went to the non-partition rinks.
Uh-huh.
The boards were so stiff, good Lord, when someone got slammed into it, it's like hitting a fucking concrete wall. Yeah. Like, people were getting fucked up, and I don't know if they went back to partitions, but you got to have a little give.
There has to be some. That's why it was built like that.
Right. But because the cage naturally has a little give.
It does.
But I kind of like this. Like, there's that sick side of me that's like...
We just want to see somebody get splattered like a fly.
Because I'm thinking about that Charles, the Crazy Horse Bennett. I don't remember if you saw that one thing. I forgot what position he was in. Maybe he was getting triangled. We picked the guy up and he spun him around and then slammed him into the fucking cage. Imagine if that's bulletproof glass.
Oh, it'd be over.
Death. I think we need more of this.
Execute him.
And then the blood stains on the glass. You got guys with Windex trying to wipe it off.
It's like Bloodsport.
Fucking wax on, wax off. That's
pretty wicked, dude. I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, and I should just skip along. There's some cool street art in Encino. Someone painted this on a fucking wall.
Get
old body bag, Johnny!
Oh, it looks really good, actually.
Yeah. It almost looks like it was screened on or something. Yeah. But, and then reminiscent of that Nate Diaz image, right? Remember when someone painted that of him flexing out?
Maybe same guy.
Could be the same spot. Really, I don't remember where it was. Moving right back. Fox is rumored to be close on doing a $1 billion deal with the WWE for 5 years of programming. So that's $200 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah. like holy shit. But I guess there's still rumors of the Fox still wanting the UFC. So then they could potentially own the WWE and the UFC.
Whoa.
Which...
It sounds like a monopoly, Matt.
Yeah. But I still feel it's two different fan bases except for the weirdo MMA media.
Like, there's a lot of overlap, it seems like.
The weirdo MMA media.
Yeah, likes, Marlon Nalo and all those guys.
Yeah. And apparently he's got that good... A lot of people keep talking about his... I don't know. He's talking about his mental illness on... There's some Showtime documentary that's supposed to be pretty good. I don't have Showtime anymore, so I can't watch that, but... I guess people should check it out. Mauro Ranallo.
Oh, he has a mental illness.
Yeah. Like, I forgot what it is. Disorder? Something. Yeah.
I think he has like OCD or something like that.
Yeah. But he's very open to talking about it. I know he's on the MMA Hour talking about it. I haven't seen it, but I guess probably check it out. If you got Showtime.
Yeah. The Showtime.
Here's one that's right up your alley. Liam Gallagher tweeted this one out.
Nice.
He said, "I've just watched your film, Conor McGregor, a biblical. I want you to be in my new music video as you were."
Cool.
How was it? I don't know.
I only saw parts of it. So it's now on Netflix.
I could check it. I have a 30-day supply.
I don't know. From what I watched of it, I was like, man, it's nothing I don't know. So I didn't really finish it, but maybe I should. I don't know. I don't watch TV. I really don't. It's messed up. I have like an aversion.
I don't watch TV. I don't even watch the internet.
I really don't. I have an aversion to consuming things. It's like become this problem. I don't know what it is, but it's like, like, fuck you. And then we're making a podcast for people to see. And I'm like, I don't want anything that anybody created.
What's that about?
I don't know. What's that about?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm trying to channel my creative energy. And I feel like by taking things in, it's taken away from that. Does that make sense?
No. Like, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense.
I don't want to consume. I want to create. Now.
But I need to consume so I can get better at things, because I like to see who's the best at a certain field. So that's why I like to watch certain things so I can get better myself.
Get railed in the ass, then I'll be able to rail in the ass better.
Yes, because you may see something you haven't seen before.
Okay.
A certain way to hit it, certain angle you need to drill down.
Excuse
you might
me,
be
sir.
Hitting it at 90 degree, and maybe 180 is the right way.
I see.
Pile driver,
could you
brother.
Please school me in the art
pile
of ass.
Driver. I'm just saying. I want to be the best, so I like to listen to a lot of podcasts and listen to different conversations so that
I just listen to music.
I can improve on myself.
Yeah.
That's all.
I do like to read. I don't know. I think my aversion might be the electronics in my life.
Could be.
Hate them. The passion.
You're into reading. I gave up on reading. Because I look at my bookshelf, I've read so many books.
Get you into genre.
And I go, what has helped me?
I don't know.
Right.
What has helped? I mean, I get something from every book I read, at least a small nugget. I don't always finish all of them, but yeah. I'm reading a lot about, sex stuff.
Good for you. Hey, speaking of sex, great transition.
Thank you.
Way to work this in. So the internet seems to be a buzz with Paige VanZant right now.
Is she naked?
No. A lot of people are saying she got fake titties.
Whoa.
I mean,
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but you be the judge. What do you think?
Oh, my Lord. They do look huge.
How did that happen?
I don't remember them looking like that. That's all I'm going to say.
You guys make it fighting? Judge.
I don't think so.
What is this, banana pancakes? Waffles?
I think she's trying to promote whatever this is, but no one's getting over onto this protein powder.
Could it be a photo?
Because I can't even read the Reebok. All I see is Ebo. That's how big her titties are.
Yeah.
Good for her. Respect. I don't like fake tits, but if you got no tits, I'd go to fake tits.
Would you?
I'll pass. I'd rather take no tits than fake tits. That's fucking crazy.
I hear you. Yeah, I got to drink a little bit. Hang on.
Kind of getting used to this hat. I'm about to start buying me some hats.
Big fan of hats. I got about 10.
Yeah?
I only wear about 3 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Oh, you always wear that one, I know.
Yeah, because there's a certain feel when I put a hat on. Like, I buy some of them. Some of them ride too high. Some of them ride weird. And then some fit perfect. Like, this one fits so perfect.
Is that a fitted hat?
No, because it's got the fucking chimichangas in the back.
You're lucky.
I got an extra one.
I got a giant.
I got another one like this.
I got a giant head, dude.
Three like this.
look at my shit. I'm down the last three.
Hang on, I gotta try this on.
Holy fuck! That's why I don't wear hats, dude.
You shouldn't have done so much HGH, brother.
My head is fucking huge, dude. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
I can't even get it on. I told you.
Jesus Christ. It's all good.
I'm a giant. That's why I never wear hats, because I'm self-conscious about my head.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can get that's why they have this adjustable bracket in the back.
Yeah, but I feel like a giant. Look at this. It's ridiculous.
Who cares?
So if you buy a fitted one, people can't tell. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't.
Everything
matter.
On me is big, apparently. So
it doesn't matter. Cock balls,
cock
whatever
balls,
it takes.
Feet, hands.
Right. And so Sage Northcutt's Twitter. I just unfollowed him because
fuck him.
I can only look at so many pictures of a rock hard guy with his shirt off.
Before you have to jack off.
Yes. All over myself. Like, trying to hit myself in the face. You know? Oh, nice. Jesus Christ. I'd be surprised every time. Like, I didn't expect that to happen. God damn, if it hit me in the mouth yet again.
Yeah.
Up the nose. Why, that burns.
This is good. I'm not even drinking. That's the funny
doesn't
one.
Have to. You'd be around someone that drinks. It's like going to the bar not drinking. You feel the
I
aura.
Follow your level.
Plus, it's the room. This room has an energy.
It does.
So... Sage Northcutt, he had posted some picture of him on a mountain bike doing like a bunny hop, and then someone photoshopped this little picture of him.
I was like, that's awesome.
Holy shit, he's fucking ET!
That's awesome.
Like, I like that.
I love it.
I'll hold out for people photoshopping it, because I don't need all the fucking product placements from this fucking guy, and like this protein, that protein. I get it, bro. You're ripped as fuck. Your dad was juiced to the titty balls, and that's why you have those genetics.
I need to get on the juice.
Wheezing the juice. Get yolks.
That's right. Here's something to think about. Mm-hmm. Fedor went 10 years undefeated in the heavyweight division. Mm-hmm. Let's just let that sink in. And then think about people who are saying, Stipe Miocic is the GOAT because he's defended the UFC title 3 times.
Well... You can look
at heavyweight.
From the Chael Sonnen approaches, Fedor never fought anybody. So
he fought everybody.
I agree. I think that Stipe, if he wins a few more times, certainly has an argument for some, not maybe not the greatest of all time, the greatest heavyweight of all time. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. 10, because I'd never really thought about that before. 10 years undefeated is pretty impressive. But do that in the heavyweight division? That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
Unprecedented. Let's move right along. Let's do some acidnuts.
Acidnuts.
And I'm going to take a timeout, and I got to take a piss so bad. So
I'll
pause this, and I'll come right back. Yeah.
Pausing?
Yep. Okay. Acidnuts. We already asked that one. Moving right along. MMA Junkie asked this question.
Okay.
Very fast.
MMA
and
Junkie.
Slow. They said, who's Bellator's best free agent signing out of these four guys? You have Bader, McDonald, Mitrione, or Sonnen?
I would say McDonald. What the? What happened?
Oh. I think it was in my pocket. I'm like, what the fuck happened to my thingy?
Is that a here. Pencil in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
It's them actually a can of soup.
A can of soup. Nice.
Not good.
Scary.
Bader?
I said, where McDonald?
McDonald, Mitchell, and Sonnen. I'll have to contemplate that one, because I got to think about Sonnen. Is Sonnen not valuable for his fighting and his commentary? When he does the cage side stuff,
he's do they get both just because he fights for them or what?
Yeah, so he's done it in the past. I don't know how much he's doing of late, but I'm saying, like, it seems like that he is a double threat,
double triple threat.
That's right.
Even I still like Rory McDonald, but whatever.
I agree. If I had to rank him, I'd probably go McDonald, Sonnen. That's tough. Mitrione and Bader. And I know other people are going, well, what about Musashi? Well, if you threw Musashi in there, of course it's Musashi's first. Because he's fucking fighting whatever he's doing, right?
He's fucking fighting and filming? No. Training?
Yeah.
Training, fucking, and fighting.
That's right.
Nice. The trifecta of what he should be doing as a fighter.
That's right. True or false? We'll do some of those.
Are you speaking English?
No, I'm trying to, like, drink.
Matt just had a stroke.
And stroke out and try not to shit my pants all at the same time.
Wow.
I might have already have. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
The Tyron Woodley. He says, St. Pierre fighting Diaz is the hugest bitch move on the planet. True or false?
I like it. I don't know. What's the problem?
Is it true or false? He said
false. That? False, man. False.
It's true. Ronda Rousey. Did she actually say this? It's true or false. I have pet goats. I'm going to try to get them to do goat yoga with me.
True.
Goddamn right. She's a weirdo. She probably wants them to do other things to her. Mm-hmm.
Those little horns.
Mm-hmm. And get up in there and do those little goat yells and shit.
That is weird.
Could Brendan Schaub win the Bellator heavyweight tournament?
That would be weird. I hope not.
You hope not. But
I hope that he couldn't, but could he? at this point, I think he probably could.
I think youth is a motherfucker. Yes. And
does he still have the fancy haircut?
I don't know.
And is he still a Dapper Dan man?
Probably.
Then he could win, man.
I don't want to hate on the guy, but I don't. He doesn't work for me, but hey, he might work for you.
He don't work for me.
Does he beat Frank Mir?
I think he does.
Does he beat Fedor?
That's a tough one. Probably not.
I don't see him beating Fedor. I think his run ends right there.
Okay.
Would you rather be a mid-tier UFC fighter or a Bellator champion?
Bellator champ. All Why? Day. Huh?
Why?
I'll be making money. I got Scott Coker. We got better ring card girls.
Goddamn right.
I can get sponsors. I can say whatever I want. Nobody's in my business all the time. I can do anything. That's not even a question.
Yeah, but think about maybe three prior to UFC being bought. I think a lot of people would have probably chosen mid-tier UFC.
Yeah, before. Now.
And prior to the Viacom money coming in. And
yeah. Different story now.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got you. Drink some more.
Feel the flow. Dan Hill asks, do you guys agree that the UFC changed big time pre and post McGregor? I honestly miss the feeling I got watching the events back then before McGregor. Did he do more damage than good? He tied up two different divisions and never defended either belt, ending the bloodline of not one, but two divisions.
Nah, I think he helped more than he hurt by far. So, I mean, he made something that was bland into something exciting. So
yeah, there's the yin and yang. It's like he did create some excitement and people wanted to watch him fight, but then he also created the wannabes, like the Colby Covington and some of these other guys that they're not being they're not being authentic. And it's Tyron Woodley to some extent. You got to be yourself, and you got to let that just flow out of you. And I think part of the McGregor problem is part of the new ownership problem, because I think the timing of those two kind of happened at the same time, so it's not necessarily a McGregor problem, but some of it's a UFC problem where yes. they don't give a fuck about what the fans want. They just want to generate content and sell that to people. Uh-huh. So it's not about, it's not, and I think it goes back to what John McCarthy was saying. He said the best thing that ever happened to UFC was Lorenzo Fertitta. Because he's the one that actually cared about the product and why it was successful.
Yeah.
And now you don't have him there.
No.
So it's like you're missing the heart. And now you have a soulless organization trying to just generate dollars. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like pick and choose fights right now. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
I agree.
Jaron Christensen asks, he says, what fights are going to be the main and co-main events for UFC Moscow?
Ooh.
Ain't gonna be Verdum
or Fedor. I don't know. Fucking if I know. Dude, who's I would have to. I don't have my iPad today.
Well,
check who's left.
It's in September. I think Khabib can't fight until November.
Yep.
I mean, you'd typically want to have a Russian dude, and it's weird timing for this event because if I'm the UFC, I think the first choice is Nurmagomedov. No, right? The headline.
Yeah. Why not?
And second choice is Fedor, but I mean, Fedor's you don't have taken. Fedor. I mean, we saw the Fedor effect here in Chicago. Like, holy fuck, I thought it was in Russia.
Well, Kroka Blue's Nia, you could get him on board, but
right.
There's a lot of options.
Well, the drug testing is a motherfucker.
Yeah. Who else would be big in Japan? I mean, Japan.
Russia.
Russia. Like a Wanderlei Silva. Bring him back.
you got to have a Russian fighter. So.
You think you have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a headline.
Mother Russia.
Although,
is Putin going to be there?
I would imagine so. You know, he's been at some of Fedor's fights, right?
This is his thing. He's like this.
Hey, suck it in the cock. I don't know the Russian accent.
He stands there and does his thing.
Yeah.
When he's at events, he's like, I'm here.
The baby man.
Yes, yeah, right.
Don't splash the time. Beat me fair and square. The baby man.
Pay the man his money.
Yes. Jared Christensen asks nothing because he just asked the last question. We're at the last question, Ingo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Rima Chow closing out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Pound sign I told you to kick his ass.
Who's ass?
I don't know. Whoever gets in the way.
Good.
Be a guy driving an SUV. You're trying to walk your parking spot. Would you rather have to cut as much weight as Anthony Rumble Johnson by dieting on the same basic food for weeks and cap it off by dehydrating the hell out of yourself until you're almost sick, or take a punch with no gloves from a 1986 Mike Tyson?
Oh, a good
on
question.
The face.
That's been going around the web today. Not that really? Exact way it's been asked, but similarly. Mm. I will cut the weight. Thank you. I don't want to have brain damage.
I'll take a punch. I ain't a bitch.
Okay.
And speaking of not being a bitch, I want to go back to Raquel Pennington in her corner. There's been a lot of more debate in the last week. You know, I was under impression of the Cobra Kai way of life. I feel like the corner did the right thing. Raquel Pennington and her girlfriend said the corner did the right thing. And I listened to, fuck was talking about. There's someone on Rogan's podcast, a fighter. Who's a fighter that I don't necessarily like? Oh, Tim Kennedy was on a Rogan podcast. That was actually a decent listen to. He's pretty intelligent, but a little crazy. And he was talking about the corner situation, and he said he agreed with the corner, and just because he didn't want, like, say he went back to Greg Jackson, and he came in with that bullshit of, I'm done, I want to quit, and whatever. He said he couldn't live with himself if the corner let him out. He would want the corner to push him to get back in there because he wouldn't want to live with the regret of not finishing that fight, mm-hmm. regardless of the outcome.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. And Rogan's like, well, she's getting her ass kicked for four rounds and nothing's going to change. Like, why do you stop? And even John McCarthy was weighing in on that, saying the corner should have just fucking stopped the fight. Like it's yin or yang. And I think Kennedy's point was the only person that's going to know the fighter is the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people need to be pushed. When you're in that point of doubting yourself, the corner knows best of who you are and what you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's debatable whether or not they did the right thing, because you've seen some corners that will not throw the towel in to save their life. No. And there is a time and place. Like, think about BJ Penn versus GSP too in that fourth or fifth round, when they said
fight too,
he's done. Yeah. And they were throwing a towel in, I think it was Josh Thompson, fight, where they're like, he's done, and the ref actually stopped the fight. And you could argue Cyborg versus Jan Finney, because that fucking Kim Winslow did not stop the fight, and that fight should have been stopped way earlier. Yeah. But there's a difference between, and I think that's where I was trying to get to, but I couldn't articulate it last week, of the Tim Kennedy point of the regret point, right? You don't want to live with the regret. You want to go out. I would rather just go out on the Shield and say, you know what? I did my best, but at least I didn't fucking quit, like, in my corner, because you never know what could have happened. You never know.
You never know, man. Crazier things have happened.
True.
Pat Barry, Chai Kongo?
Well, I think that one was fucked up on the ref, because Pat Barry should have won that fight, and who knows what would have happened with his career had it gone his way.
Well.
Right? Now he's out of fighting, but he's coaching his woman, and she's the champ, so. Would you rather get head kicked by a Pride crew cop or punched in the head by a Pride Mark Hunt?
Ooh, I'll take the Mark Hunt.
Yeah, that's the least, like, a fucking kick is twice as hard as a punch.
And it's crew cop.
Hence Joe Rogan on the kick machine kicking harder than a Francis Ngannou. Would you rather successfully defend your title in the most boring fight in MMA history, or lose it in one of the most exciting fights in MMA history?
I'll take the exciting one. I mean, whatever.
Go ahead. Pontificate for me.
Because the crowd, imagine just, it's like, people going crazy. You're just in the moment. You're just fucking throwing down. It's a slobber knocker. They're going ape shit. I mean, yeah, you might lose, but look at Bonner, freaking
Forrest Griffin,
dude. Would you just to be part of that fight, just in the moment? I mean, it just, there's something about it. It's electric.
What do I have over there? What's in the middle over my shelf?
Tough man.
Right, and what is that for?
Being tough.
It's for fight of the night for the heavyweights.
Exactly, you're being tough. Yeah.
Right, and I lost. And did I give a fuck? I'm like, no, because I had the goddamn fight of the... Actually, it was fight of the weekend. It was a two-night tournament.
Baller right here.
But I'm not... I don't give a fuck. I can't see. I'm, like, fucking headgear in my eyes. What do? I go forward! I just keep throwing!
It goes ape.
Because you get hit, and I've told this before, but... you're fighting in front of 6,000 people. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, you're trying to contain your adrenaline and all the bullshit that goes along with that. And every time you get hit, you hear the crowd go, ah! Mm-hmm. Every time you hit the other guy, you hear the crowd go, ah!
Yeah.
And then you just stand there and you're fucking banging it out in the middle of the fucking ring. Yeah. And everyone's going ape shit. And, like, how could you not enjoy that? The fucking crowd's loving it. You're loving it. Like, I love to get punched. I love punching people. Like, everything's just flowing.
You're excited and, just talking about it.
Like, fuck. Like, I enjoy losing a fight if the crowd got off on it. And it was obviously enough. And why would, like, winning isn't everything. And entertaining the fucking crowd is what it's about.
Are you not entertained?
Exactly. You have to win the crowd. That's it's right. Not about finishing fast. It's about winning the crowd, right? So win the crowd.
Unless you're fucking, then it's about finishing fast.
That's right. Just kidding. The faster, the better. And it's not about the other person. It's all about you.
You finish when you want.
And ask for nothing, regret nothing. Or wait, ask for everything and regret nothing.
There it is. Exactly.
Okay.
Is that the last one?
No, we got one more, but I'm going to take a sip of said rose-flavored Crispin. You can pontificate if you'd like. I said it twice.
I'm contemplating life, pontificating my soul, which is dark.
Think about your big nog, and you're in between Damian Maia and Kamaru Usman.
I would have my pants off, probably.
Maybe that was what's going on in that picture. Because I think it was shirt up.
Maybe that guy's
waist up.
How'd you like this? You liked my pants not on?
Yeah. You taste my pee-pee?
Anyone want to play?
You taste my pee-pee?
Play the jiu-jitsu with me?
That's right.
I am not the gay.
I don't know what that's about, but they have a big problem
I
with
see
that.
I see a female eyeball.
Fuck, marry, kill. UFC Octagon Girl Edition number 2.
Uh-huh. I'm with you. Let's get excited.
All right, so we have Ariane Celeste. Hang on.
Never my favorite.
Apparently not wanting to scroll.
Yeah, never my favorite. Oh, she looks actually right there. She looks the most natural I've ever seen her. She looks.
She's all the 5 foot and 80
she
pounds.
She looks a little thickish
in person.
It's kind of nice. Okay, that's a good photo.
Brittany Palmer.
Yeah.
And then scrolling. Jamilet Gagsula or whatever.
Man, that's a tough one. I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and kill Brittany Palmer, and we're gonna be. I might have to marry Ariane. That's a nice picture of her. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna marry.
You know, of late, Ariane has looked better than Brittany.
Really?
I'll kill both of them.
She's a little thicker.
Kill them both of them. I'll marry that last chick. She nice. Looks thickest.
Good for you.
Those two chicks are just. We saw them in person. They stood next to us,
they're
like
tiny.
Literally, like not even shoulder height.
Like 7 year olds,
which is the problem. I'm like, my 7th grade daughter is thicker than both of you. This is fucked up.
Yep.
Just, and I don't know why the UFC. Again, I think this goes back to the UFC and weight cutting and weight classes. Is why do they still have these two ring card girls when there's so many better options? So many better options.
It's a brand, man.
And why do they represent it good? Because they keep their mouths shut. And any ring card girl that talked, remember back in the day?
Yeah.
All the ones that opened their mouth, they got fucking fired right away. Yep. Right away.
Mm-hmm. Set precedence for that shit.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. They're getting sued. A few people. You have any knowledge?
Knowledge-wise, I do not. Do you have any knowledge?
I do, but I need a drink, so we're going to drink.
Okay. I mean, I always have things to talk about, but I feel like they come up organically during the show, so I don't really bring knowledge.
Okay, so let's first start with, I just read an article or a tweet or something. It said Zombieland 2 is in the works for 2019.
That was a good movie. I like that.
Same
one.
Cast.
Nice.
Love it.
Cardio, man. Number one rule.
That's right. Double tap. That's one of the rules.
Yes.
And some other shit. Probably don't go for Twinkies. That would probably be a smart move. But I like that movie. Very enjoyable. I know one of my daughters, I forgot the first part of the movie is super graphic. There's like all these zombie killings because I had it on and I left her down here and I forgot which daughter it was. And I come back and she's just like, oh my God, what did I just watch? you're not going to have fucking nightmares.
Just
suck it up. Suck it up. It'll be all right.
We don't need to talk about this.
No. And you know, the only other movie I was hoping for a third one I was looking up today was National Treasure Nicolas Cage because, you know, they had number one, number two. I think Disney owns the franchise now. Mm-hmm. And they had set it up for a number three because number two, the president's like, hey, can you look at page so-and-so and see if you can help me out with that shit?
Mm-hmm.
And they never did number three, and the rumor was, as of September of 2017, the script is written and finalized, but Disney did not like the script and did not approve, so I guess it's back to a rewrite, but
ooh.
Come on, like that seemed like a series that you could, it's kind of on that Indiana Jones kind of flavor, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of movies that are down that genre.
No.
I know that one was good, and
I liked it.
I forgot how many. I think they went 5 deep on that one. The last one wasn't that great
because
it got into aliens and that Shia LaBeouf was in that.
Oh, I never saw that one. I don't think.
I mean, it's worth checking out, but it's definitely like 1, 2, and 3. I think are solid. I forgot what 4 and 5 were, but they went pretty deep.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think it was one of my favorite ones. Right, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
it's going.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And the last one, here's a story. So a pack of wiener dogs mauls a woman to death.
What? How did that happen?
Exactly,
was
right?
Was she covered in bacon?
Maybe. Only the good parts. It said a pack of vicious small dogs mauled an Oklahoma woman to death, according to reports. It said this woman was standing outside her home last week when we're believed to be her neighbor's sixth standard dachshund and terrier mixes, one border collie mix, suddenly attacked her, leaving her with injuries so severe that she later died. I don't mean to laugh, but it's gonna fuck up.
These tiny things.
I know. It says deputies shot and killed one dog who charged at them. Like, really? The wiener dog is so vicious. I am gonna shoot that motherfucker.
Stand down!
You are not respecting my authority!
I will use my weapon. Don't make me.
That's right. You will know. I will. You will. And he just shoots sick, right? He can't even get the words out.
Maybe they weren't fed. Were they rabies?
I don't know. Maybe.
Rabies? Could have rabies.
So the dogs, the deputies shot and killed one dog who charged at them, we were talking about. And the other six were taken to the Westwood Veterinary Hospital to be put down at the owner's request. It says the dogs involved in the attack were all under 40 pounds with legs shorter than adult hands. Like, how weak and feeble are you if fucking wiener dogs are taking you down and killing you?
I don't know.
Like, what is it? We're talking
about this woman who got killed?
I think she was in her 50s, but...
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well, yeah.
You know. Give me a fucking break. Wiener dogs.
Maybe she was mean to the dogs.
You can't kick them? Like, and then, like, the cops. Like, really? Do you have to shoot that fucking dog? You can't kick a little wiener dog? I've kicked a much bigger dog fighting my dog. And yeah. Trust me. Like, a 60-pound dog is more of a fight.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Do you?
No. That's a crazy-ass story. Yeah.
What the fuck?
It sounds.
I'll post a picture of, like, some rabid dog at some point, but fuck
wow.
me.
That is a hell of a story. Have to send me the link if you find it. I want to read it more detailed.
All right, shut it down then.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Hey, Griffith. Thanks for playing.